Riot, this is Kyle Cooper.
Federal cases of human trafficking in our area. I'm Dick Giuliano.
A sewage pipe near Germantown collapses, pouring thousands of gallons into a local stream. I'm Luke Luker.
A discussion of how D.C.'s largest hospital is handling a spike in COVID-19 cases. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic about President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
Let me just say we're going to pass the bill this week.
She spoke on ABC. She did say she may not bring the measure to the floor for a vote tomorrow, as promised on Friday. And she indicated a $3.5 billion spending bill may shrink. CBS's Christina Ruffini is in Washington.
We have to get those bills. You can't have one without the other.
Progressive House Democrats say they won't support the president's $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill without a separate, much larger spending plan full of Democratic priorities.
I see us in a position where failure is not an option. It is not an option.
But it's still unclear which of those priorities will make the cut.
Congress must also pass a temporary spending bill by midnight Thursday to avoid a government shutdown. Three people died and others were hurt when an Amtrak train derailed in Montana yesterday. Correspondent Tom Foti has more.
Amtrak's popular empire builder was going westbound from Chicago to Seattle when it jumped the tracks in mid-afternoon near Joplin, Montana, 30 miles south of the Canadian border. The train had more than 150 passengers and crew. Federal safety investigators will be among those trying to figure out why it derailed.
The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team of 14 to the site. A memorial service was held in Holbrook, New York for 22-year-old Gabby Petito, who never came home from a road trip with her fiancé, her father, Joseph Petito.
I want you to be inspired, Mike. That's what we're looking for. That's something that I want to see.
Millions of Americans are now eligible to get a Pfizer booster shot. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky was asked on CBS's Face the Nation about the possible need for more shots in the future.
We are working to stay ahead of the virus. We will see if we can get the amount of transmission down in this country and truly around the world, which we are also working to do, then we are anticipating and hoping that we will not have more mutations that will require more boosting in the future.
Hurricane Sam is now a Category 4 storm. It's passed. Is unclear. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Have to watch it, but the good news is despite a storm that has rapidly intensified more than any storm this year, and we've already had five other storms hit a rapid intensification threshold. We had 10 last year, so the amount of storms just blowing up in intensity has been off the charts. Normally you get about three a year, so that shows you just how volatile all of these storms can become with superheated oceans thanks to climate change.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way you care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
It is 2:03 on a Sunday, September the 26th, 2021. Right now, 72 degrees as we head up to the mid-70s. Good to have you along this afternoon. I'm Mike Murillo.
Breaking news on WTOP.
A man has been shot by a Prince George's County police officer. The police department saying the shooting happened after two people they were talking to at the scene of a reported carjacking ran off shortly after 11 this morning. It happened on Branch Avenue. An officer opened fire after they say one of the men pulled out a handgun. That man was shot in the lower body and is in stable condition at the hospital. Police say a handgun was found at the scene. The other person who ran off hasn't been found. WTOP has a reporter headed to the scene and we'll bring you the latest as we get it here. Also this hour, we're learning more about the storming of the U.S. Capitol. We're learning that the FBI apparently had an informant in the crowd texting live updates to his handler who did not grasp the severity of the situation.
At one point, after the informant, who was a member of the Proud Boys, told his FBI handler about some destruction he'd seen and that Trump supporters were rushing into the Capitol, the FBI agent seems to not be tracking, replying, "Keep me in the loop if there's any violence." The New York Times says the account of what happened raises questions about the performance of the FBI in tracking threats from far-right groups and suggests that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault on the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
You can provide some possible new names for four Virginia Army installations. Three of the sites, Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett, are getting new names since they are currently named after Confederate generals. The fourth, Fort Belvoir, is being considered for a name change because after being named in honor of a Union Army general in the early 1900s, it was renamed to Belvoir, Belvoir being the name of a plantation that used slave labor. See how you can offer your input on the process and your name ideas to Congress's Naming Commission at WTOP.com. How bad is the issue of human trafficking in the region? One group is tracking that.
It was in the year 2000 the Trafficking Victims Protection Act was made law, making human trafficking a federal crime. The Human Trafficking Institute reports more than 2,000 active cases underway, including sex trafficking and forced labor. As of 2020, among the active cases, seven are in the District of Columbia involving 12 defendants. Maryland had 16 sex trafficking and one forced labor case with 22 defendants, and Virginia 8 sex trafficking cases and one forced labor case, in all 25 defendants. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Water crews are warning residents to stay away from a portion of Seneca Creek after a sewage pipe broke.
It happened at around 2 p.m. Friday in between Dawson Farm Road and Porterfield Way. WSSC Water says over 10,000 gallons overflowed from the 30-inch pipe into the stream. They told NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain where the pipe burst makes it difficult for crews to repair the broken sewage line. It is unknown what exactly caused the collapse, but the location has seen problems before. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused thousands of gallons to spill into Seneca Creek. And if you live in the area, you can still drink from the tap. WSSC says drinking water hasn't been affected by the spill. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Just ahead for you after traffic and weather, an update from D.C.'s largest hospital as it sees an uptick in COVID-19 cases. It's 2:07.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
Shop the Honda Summer Sales Event today. See your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details.
When you run a business, setbacks change everything. And online, they happen fast. With your Comcast Business Internet, you can stay ahead. And now it comes with Security Edge to make it even more secure. It helps keep your network safe with scans every 10 minutes. And unlike some cybersecurity options, this helps protect every device that's connected. Because when your information, your people, and your company have Security Edge, you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.